Coming live in studio with us right now, we have Needles and Pins.
Our Needles and Pins from Strathcona. That song's called California Corner. This song's called Rabies Jump. Thanks, radio.
I don't know what to say. On the radio.
Play one more, but
okay. This is an old song called Pills.
Whew. All right.
It's been a while since we played. You swore we'd never play it again.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, is it jinx?
We lied.
No.
No jinx?
Jinx.
Because it's like needles backslash
yeah.
forward you know what slash slash pins. Just call it
needles. We're throwing you for a loop.
I know, it's like needles backslash like pins. Welcome to the show. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit just for the people out there in Radio Land?
Sure. This is Macy on drums. Say hi, Macy.
Hi, Macy.
Macy owns a really good restaurant called Budgie's Burritos. You should go eat there.
44 Gangway.
Advertising. This is Tony.
Hi.
On bass guitar.
I was supposed to do a run there or something.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting
for. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's good. Most people don't do that, but actually that's a good idea. It's so rock and roll.
That's what you're supposed to do.
So rock and roll.
And I'm Adam on guitar.
That is actually, you know what? I don't think anybody else had done that before, and I've done this for 10 years.
I think it's true.
And you think it's, you know, but it's, I think that is what people do.
Yeah, I think you should, you should make it a rule.
That is awesome. Quickly going back to the name, Needles Pins. Actually, at first, if you hear the name, because I remember seeing you guys on the bill and then seeing you play, at first it seems, because you guys are more of a pop rock band in a sense, but Needles and Pins, at first you think, oh, it's going to be a screeching noise band or
sounds
something.
More aggressive
it sounds really more aggressive than you think. Where does the name come from?
We took it from the Sonny Bono song that Ramones did and Searchers did.
When
did you guys start it?
We started playing about a year and a half ago, I guess. Tony and I grew up together in the same farm town in Ontario, so we've known each other for like 15 or more years. And
whereabouts?
It's a town called Almont, Ontario.
Where is it close to?
It's near Ottawa. It's about a half hour outside of Ottawa. It's where the guy that invented basketball is from.
Oh, Dr. Yeah. James Naismith.
Yeah. We all seen those.
Canada Heritage commercial.
Yeah, Canada Heritage
you may
commercial.
Remember hearing the town.
Except now we kind of suck at basketball. Except for like one or two guys.
Were we ever good at basketball?
We invented in Canada.
Well, we invented. Yeah, I don't. You think we invented it? Let's be good.
So we grew up there, and you know, being shitty kids there for a long time, and then he moved out to Vancouver about a decade ago or more. And then I came out here 3 years ago to start school here at UBC.
Yep.
And I'm probably going to be here for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah? What are you studying? Since this is the second week of school.
Yeah.
So are you part of the...
I'm doing a PhD in cultural anthropology here. I did my master's here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd.
So I'm going to be here for... I'm in the second year of my PhD now. So
you in what? What was your...
Cultural anthropology.
Okay. Yeah. Ah. So from the...
I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I moved out here, and then about, like I said, a year and a half ago, we were living next door to each other, and we decided to start a band.
Right.
And Tony just learned to play bass to be in the band, so he bought a bass, and he jammed in his basement for a while on, I had a practice amp that was about 10 inches by 10 inches square, maybe, if at best, and Tony's playing into his computer, run through a mini system stereo.
Like a home entertainment center.
It's his bass amp for a while before he got a real bass amp. And the whole time we were asking Macy to play drums and she kept saying no. And then finally she, I don't know why, but she said yes.
So I got drunk.
Drunk and said yes.
And everything you say, your drunk counts, right?
I have to stick by my word.
Yeah.
Your drunk word. Yeah.
So then Tony bought an amp and I bought a better amp and we moved shop to Macy's house. At this point we were living on East Cordova Street in Strathcona, and Macy lives over on Pender, a block away. So we're all living really close to each other, and Macy has a room in her house that we practice in, so we just jam there on Pender Street. And that's what we did pretty much for a year and a half now. We recorded a demo by ourselves in Macy's house in the fall, and then it ended up being put out by a friend of ours in Ottawa on his label No Revolution Records as a tape. It's called First World Problems. We don't really play many of the songs anymore. That last song we played was actually from it, but that's pretty much it. So we've just been doing that. We just recorded a bunch of new songs with Jesse from Twin Crystals, who was supposed to be here tonight.
Well, that's what my other question was, because Christian Marks was supposed to play, which I knew was suspicious anyway, because I know Graham is leaving, like, they're like super busy, and I think Jesse just bringing him, is like, yeah, sure. And I said, what day was it again? What? I thought it was some other
week. Sounds like Jeff.
What? Anyways. So I was literally telling him, like, okay, fine, it's fine, you can't play. And then he said, no, I got. Yeah, so I was wondering, you guys must have been, so you were recording while he was, or you were just hanging out, or?
We recorded,
he just emailed me last night. Was like, do you guys want to play on CMTR tomorrow? And I called these guys and asked them.
That was fast. Okay. Because I was about to just call it off. But yeah, thanks for coming on such a short notice. And it was fun. It's
just replaces our jam that we
We're supposed to jam tonight anyway.
Oh, awesome. That's what I always tell bands. Because sometimes bands will be like, oh, we can't play on Thursday night because it's like jam night. But I'm like, well, I don't know.
This is
it's like the same thing, yeah.
For sure.
Needles and Pins on CITR. You got more songs?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like playing
Tiny Tear?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. This song's called Tiny Little Tear. It's going to be... Oh, no. Never mind. Not that song's coming out soon. Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Something strange happened when I Welcome to our jam.
This is why we're so tight.
Okay. The song's called Breadwinner Takes All. Thanks. I don't know who I have to thank somebody. Like, thanks, Macy.
Like, thank God?
No. Oh, no.
Just no.
Thanks, God.
What's,
that's rude.
I shouldn't say that.
What?
Don't say that.
you want to do First World Problems? Should
sure.
we do that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. It's another real old song.
We might fuck it up a couple.
It might be a mess.
New, really.
Sometimes I like to play riffs backwards.
It's really more of an improvisational
just to see band. How it sounds, you know.
Sound like we have songs, but
that was actually the first song we ever wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Needles and Pins, live on CITR, featuring a soon-to-be doctor. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
We'll see about that.
Owner of Bajis Burritos on Kingsway and 8th, 7th, 8th-ish. Yeah.
And an unemployed guy.
Oh, well.
He's making benches for Bajis Burritos right now.
Yeah.
Go to Bajis. Check out the new benches.
The new benches?
New liquor license.
Oh, yeah. And they got a liquor license.
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, when is that?
We just got it July 1st. And we're like, fuck, it's already 2 months. So yeah.
Was it hard? Because you hear about getting licenses in Vancouver being impossible.
Almost like, impossible.
So how did you, how much?
I spent a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to pay people to fucking, or to, sorry, go to City Hall and get everything done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, okay.
You just have to spend a lot of money to get a liquor license.
Yeah. Do you think?
That's what I found out.
Yeah. And do you think it's going to be worth it? I guess you'll find out.
I'll find out. It was worth it because I learned so much about it.
Yeah.
So, if anything, I can be a consultant now.
Well, do you think anyone can do it if you have enough money put into it, basically?
Yeah.
It's basically...
If I could do it, anyone can do it.
But basically, if you have no money to put into it, you...
You can't do it unless you have tons of... Unless you, like, get loans out and do it, I think. It's hard. It's a lot of money to get one.
Why is it so hard in Vancouver?
I don't know.
Do you know...
Because
this is interesting. I mean, do you know if it's easier? Like, have you compared to other cities?
It's way easier. Even when I was getting the liquor license, even the guys at the liquor branch were saying Vancouver's the hardest place to get one in all of North America.
Oh.
Strange.
It is strange.
Yeah, that's weird. And do you have weird things where, you know, you can only sell so many or what time?
You have to eat food in order to get booze. We can only serve until midnight, but we close at 10 anyways.
Right.
And obviously, they're very strict. Like, you have to ID everybody,
because
everyone looks like they're 12, so...
Right. But, well, you know, congratulations.
Thanks.
That you got through, you know, you got the hardest license.
Yeah, if you can get through that anywhere, tape, you can get through anywhere.
Totally.
The hardest liquor license in the world, basically.
Well, bar one's probably even harder. But
That
I won't do that ever in my life, so...
Oh, man. Well, hopefully that got changed at some point. Maybe, but
yeah, when all these old dudes that are in the liquor branch go away, because it's all these dudes that have been in there for 30 years.
Goddamn baby boomers.
And they're all old police cops or police officers and baby boomers.
Yeah, it's like no drinking.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
No fun. No fun allowed.
No fun city. So well, let's go back to the band.
Yeah,
that's enough for promotion.
quota, Macy.
I think everyone knows about Bajis, which is, I don't know.
They don't know about the liquor license, though.
That's
I need
new.
I
did not know that. That's quite.
So this is a good form.
Although I don't know, are we supposed to advertise liquor on CHR? It's not really. It's a factual thing.
Yeah. Well, it's I have legal liquor. I think it's not under the.
Oh, and it's past 10 o'clock, so I was going to say there's going to be a mass flood of people turning off the radio and going down. Oh, my God. The band, have you guys done much touring or anything like that?
No. We played one show in Portland last summer.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah? How come? Just because, well, I mean, you guys, two of you are going to be very busy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, that's why I quit my job.
We got asked to play the premiere of this surf film that also premiered here too that summer, so we got to go down
Deer
Portland.
And Yonder.
Deer and Yonder is what it's called,
right, but with like a
why don't we tour, he's asking, I think.
Yeah.
We're booking some shows right now out east for Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto,
because with doing a PhD it's pretty flexible, right?
Yeah, well,
it's sort of.
I mean, I got to do TA stuff. Like, I teach and stuff here too, so I've got to be. Is that commitments?
Is that part of your, like, you have to do it, or is it?
Yeah, it's a job. It just helps pay the bills.
Right. Yeah. So
we try to do a West Coast tour, like down to LA, but we just kind of did it too late, and we didn't get any shows. So
we didn't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked
Somebody
to all our friends, and we know a lot
shows.
Of people in bands in the city, and we were like, oh yeah, we want to go on tour like next month, and they're all like.
You need to
plan 3 months in advance. You losers.
Yeah.
So we went on a road trip anyway. But
yeah.
But hopefully that's Ontario stuff.
Anybody wants to book a tour for us?
Book us.
We don't know what we're doing.
And
we don't want to pay you. We'll pay you in burritos.
It'd just be the Bajis burrito tour.
Yeah. Shit.
British Breeders sponsor tour.
Yeah.
It would be a pure write-off, guys. That would work so well.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So, and the stuff you're recording, what's the plan with them?
Right now we have a 45 coming out on a label we're starting up actually called Scumbuzz. That's going to be the first release on that, and we'll hopefully do some more releases for different bands in the future.
I'm just thinking, what bands are you, do you have bands in mind? Things to line up, or?
A band from Halifax.
Yeah, I'm really a band called Cold Warps right now from Halifax.
Are they pretty?
They're pretty rad band. They just got this particularly really rad song called "I Want to Hang Up on You" that I would really love to do as a 45.
Oh yeah,
and they have a tape out that you could find on the internet. Now,
what kind of music is it?
It's just kind of power pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool Warps. Okay. Interesting.
And then we have a tape, two song tape coming out this week or next week on a label from Greenville, South Carolina called Total Twitch. And they just contacted us a little while ago about doing a tape.
You guys have tape players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a new old tape player.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we just went to Future Shop and bought a tape player.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do that anymore.
I kind of have one that's just still, you know, hanging on to.
It's nice. Some people, that's all they have in their cars.
Yeah, so that's true.
I know lots of people who only listen to the tape that we put out in their car.
Yeah, I know a couple of people like that, yeah.
It's all right.
So that's good. That's a market right there.
Tapes are having this weird nonsensical resurgence.
Well, like the yellow Sony Walkman is huge, right? People were buying those up.
Really?
I still had mine.
Like the yellow, yeah.
The Sony Sports?
The sports one, yeah. The one where supposedly you can listen to it underwater or something, which you can't really.
Yeah, it does look like it is waterproof.
No, yeah,
I personally
it's like splash. I think it says it's
it's got the water, the rubber plugs for all the input.
Yeah, yeah,
like jacks too.
So it looks you could, but I know people that used it in like the bathtub, and you know
didn't work out.
And then they have their toaster in there.
yeah. It's like no, the toast was great.
My door's greatest hits tape is ruined though.
Yeah. Also, you can dry the tape in the toaster. Afterwards.
I just listened to the Doors yesterday. It's weird that
you're out of the band.
I know.
The Doors are horrible. Yeah.
You know when you just go through your old music and you're like, well,
I don't usually run into the Doors going through my old music.
I just shut up.
But anyway, we got some records coming out soon, hopefully. And they're all the songs we did with Jesse. We're really stoked on those. Working with Jesse was awesome.
So
How long were you working with him for? A couple weeks.
We did it, we did it like spaced out over a few weeks in June.
Yeah.
We go in and we did all the bed tracks in one session for the six songs we did with him. And then these guys all went on a holiday to California and I stayed and did vocals and percussion. And then
changed it all.
It's really weird.
Change all the words.
Way more psychedelic.
Super prog psychedelic.
Yeah, a lot more synth ended up on
and saxophone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wild on
sax. No, but Jesse's stuff there is great. That Night Prison studio he's got running there, super cool for just punk rock bands to go record at. He's super mellow. So it was a great experience. So we really want to go back and do that again. But the six songs that we did with him, we're hopefully going to get them all out in different forms in the next.
Yeah, so two of those are coming out on the tape. Counterlip
and Rabies Jump. Jump
are on the tape. And then Drop It, which we're going to play in a bit, and California Corner, which was the
first
song that we played. Yeah. Those are going to be on the Scumbuzz release. Hopefully going to be out in like...
Next couple months.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Needles and Pins with a shout out to Jesse Taylor, who has probably played on the show more than anybody else.
Yeah,
probably.
In all his various incarnations.
Yeah, totally.
I think so.
Most bands.
Needles and Pins on CITR. You got more songs for us?
Yeah. You want to try the new song?
What's that?
Yeah, we'll try the new song.
Okay, we're going to try a new song that we've been working on, but it doesn't really have words yet, so I'm just going to try to make it up and. See how it goes. How's it start again?
YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
How's it start again?
Yeah. Tune me.
Get in summer, my play. And we can have fun like a holiday. I'm running. 2 second delay, they'll
bleep it. What do we have left? Counterlip and drop it. Two I songs left. It's okay. We got two. Is that okay? Two songs? Okay.
That's all I got.
So we'll just play them. Thanks very much, James, and everybody for having us.
We got two releases coming out, a tape and a 7-inch. So also,
we have two shows coming up.
Oh, yeah.
September 25th, as part of Oleo Fest, we're playing at the Media Club with Beelines, Defectors, and some band with some dude from some other band.
Oh, I
don't remember. Von Bondi's.
Yes, the dude, that guy's new band.
Yeah, that guy's band.
It will be interesting.
And then we're playing October 2nd with our friend Slow Learners, who rule at the Astoria. So everyone should come to that. This song's called Counterlip. This is coming out on a tape on Total Twitch Records like this week. This is our last song. It's called Drop It. Ththank you very much. Thanks, everyone out in Radio Land.
Radio Hell.
That's what people say on the radio, right? Yeah. All you listeners in Radio Land. All right. And on the internet now, too, I guess. Does that count as Radio Land now?
It's a website.
the new terrain of Radioland. Right.
This is dropping.
Needles and Pins, live on CITR. The website is myspace.com. Needles X Pins. And they're playing September 25th. Media Club with Beelines and Defectors and somebody. And, yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great time. It was fantastic. And stuff coming out soon as well. And the most important thing we learned today was... liquor license.
Yeah.
Budgie's burritos.
So excited.
Coming up next, I don't know what, but we'll figure it out on CITR. Podcast, CITR.ca. It should be up at some point tomorrow. Okay. Thank you to the other Ben for sound, Irene as well, and also Evan. Next week, I think it's Kettle Black on the show. All right. See you later.